folks. This is Sonos live on WUKY.
Again, it's a shame, it's a perfect shame. Creep under my door, do it again. Oh, it's so easy and creepy and creepy and creepy and creepy. Say my name, say my stupid name. It's stupid how we always seem to do it again. Oh, oh, stupid and perfect. I hate you, I want you, I hate you, I hate you. Oh,
Sonos, all students of music. Am I correct, ladies?
Yes.
Students, tell us about your musical upbringing. What made you decide to get into the learned side of music?
Wow. Well, I mean, speaking for myself and pretty much all of us, I think we all grew up singing. We all sung in choirs, sung in a lot of shows. There's some musical theater people in here, some opera people. And we all ended up going to school, different schools in Southern California, and studying music or performance in one discipline or another. Catherine and myself studied jazz, and Rach and Ben were opera majors, some acting for Ben also. Chris studied composition, and Paul studied musical theater. So it's in our blood.
We're an interesting bunch.
I have a great appreciation for what you're doing here. You've got the oldest musical form known to humans. Really, it is, if you think about it. Harmonization.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have created this 21st century songbook. Fantastic choice of songs. Of course, you did the song from The Bird and the Bee, which you hear on WUKY. Great selection there. But you also, we played the Depeche Mode song last hour. You cover Fleet Foxes, Rufus Wainwright, Imogene Heap, and Bjork. How could you do an album without covering a Bjork song? Right?
It's like an everybody does it type of thing.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about what goes into this record. And it's not, you go a little bit farther than just recording the harmonies onto tape. You've actually done some post-production work. And I've got to be honest with you, when I listened to this song Last Hour, the Depeche Mode song, when it first started out, I have to be honest, this was the first time I listened to it. So much music, so little time. I immediately thought, wait a minute, they're using an instrument here. This is not a cappella. Then come to find out, once you got here about a half hour ago, no instrumentation at all. Tell us about the post-production.
That's right. Yeah, we actually get that a lot. It's an understandable assumption that it's not just the voice on there because you hear things that you just don't ever hear voices do. What you hear at the beginning of that tune is Ben, who does vocal percussion in our group, and he laid down, I think, either two or four tracks of percussion that he did, and then those were processed a little bit with what amounts to effects pedals like you'd have on stage at a rock concert or something. And then the vocal parts that you hear there are recordings that the other five of us made that were flipped over and faded in, but everything you're hearing is from the mouth of these six people.
Every single one of you is going to have a foot pedal tonight, or is it going to be shared?
Pretty much. Most of us do, yeah.
Almost everybody.
Most of us use them all.
So who's making choices? Is that something that you've just rehearsed, or is, I'm going to add a little fuzz?
Well, something here, yeah. We kind of came about organically. Chris, our resident tech head in the group, started bringing in pedals about half a year ago or so.
Yeah.
And he would bring in an octave. First, it was just an octave pedal so we could have a bass in the group because none of the boys are actual basses, as That's you can true. Probably tell from my voice. And then it just kind of progressed into, well, hey, let's bring a phaser in. Hey, let's, you know, if we add this harmonizer, make this really cool effect. And we kind of just started exploring with it. And we're actually, I think we're the only acapella group that I know of that uses effects pedals in their live performance. So it's a really cool, exciting kind of edge to the performance. Which we like.
I got it, and I've also got to be honest with you, I'm a bit of a wannabe. I'd love to be able to sing, you know, even halfway as good as any one of you. I've always had a great admiration for music, and it wasn't until the great Sir George Martin and his son put out this record called Love, which is some different pieces of old Beatles tapes. Mm-hmm. And the very first one that you hear on there is the Beatles' Because. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just the
and
vocals.
It was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. That is why I love the Beatles all yeah. these years, is because their ability to harmonize.
Mm.
And is that anything that has anything to do with why you're doing this?
It's so funny
your
that you
love for
that
harmonies.
We've talked about doing a cover of that song, but something we do when we approach covering a song is we want to reinvent it. And I know, talking with Rachel and Chris, that song is so perfect in its form.
It's a very sacred thing.
I don't
know about messing with that.
No.
Well, I just go for it.
Take all right, ready?
One.
No.
It'd be easy to interpret.
New tempo.
But, you know, what a fantastic sound you guys have. And give us a website you can go to get information about your CD, Sonos Sings.
That's actually the name of the website, sonosings.com, but it shares an S. It's sonosings.com.
Thank you so much for that point. Do another one for us.
You got it.
What do you got? What is it going to be?
This is a brand new song. We actually just started performing it, I guess, in the last week. But it's a song that Jessica and I arranged. It's a cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game.
Whoa.
It's a little different, all right. But I hope you like it.
Desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. No, what a wicked game to play to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. You never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do to make me dream and dream of you. I don't wanna fall in love.
This love is only gonna break your heart.
No, I don't wanna fall in love.
This love is only gonna break your heart.
No, I don't wanna fall in love.
This love is only gonna break your heart.
Da da da.
Catherine, Jessica, Rachel, Paul, Chris, and Ben. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Remember us when you get to the top, okay?
We'll be back.
Keep up the good work. We hope to see you again, everybody.